Welcome to the SwampSwami.com sports podcast. And today's story, The Rat in the Hat. Now, I'm a graduate of Louisiana high schools and colleges, and the current story is about the athletics program at the state's flagship large state university, also known as LSU, are quite troubling to me and thousands of other Tiger fans in so many ways. Another part of me, though, is glad that some much-needed sunlight is finally shining on some very ugly open wounds in Baton Rouge. Now, for those who haven't been following this past week's sports news, an investigation was authorized last fall following a major newspaper report about misconduct involving a few former LSU football players. Now, the digging has recently revealed, though, a heretofore undiscovered bigger stain on the university's athletics program. I'll explain. Several years before he was fired in September 2016 for being a stubborn leader with a quickly fading on-field record, former LSU head football coach Les Miles, whose attorney still denies any wrongdoing on his client's part, was implicated in a number of incidents. We just hadn't heard about them. He purportedly utilized his powerful position as the highest paid state employee in Louisiana to provide help to several college co-eds working as interns in the athletics department. Now, most of those female students didn't want as much attention as the former football coach was apparently seeking to provide. This recently uncovered report about the former football coach has been neatly tucked away in the off-campus legal offices of LSU's outside legal counsel. Due to, quote, security, wink, wink, reasons, not one single copy of the 2013 Les Miles settlement report was kept on the school's campus as investigators were searching for facts relating to a more recent 2020 story about those college football players who'd been misbehaving at LSU. If those two events in the football program weren't bad enough for you, the LSU men's basketball team, which has enjoyed a very good season and is likely going to qualify for the NCAA March Madness tournament field soon, remains under its own scrutiny too. Just last August, the LSU basketball program was reportedly placed under an investigation involving several alleged recruiting violations by current basketball coach Will Wade. Back in 2019, it was revealed that Coach Wade had been overheard via an FBI wiretap of offering a prospective recruit more than simply a basketball scholarship to play hoops for the Tigers. What should we be making of all this mess in Baton Rouge? Well, first, let's go back and start with the Les Miles saga. Now, Les, who was once known affectionately as the Mad Hatter due to his oversized cap, came to LSU after a successful tenure as the head coach at Oklahoma State University. In 2005, Les Miles was asked to fill the large shoes of former LSU head coach Nick Saban. You might remember Saban left LSU, tried his hand at coaching the Miami Dolphins of the NFL, and unfortunately for LSU football fans, Saban left Miami 2 years later and returned to a college opening at the University of Alabama. Now, while still in Stillwater with Okie State, what we discovered, that Les Miles had been actively involved in the school's hostess program in Oklahoma, too. Now, these lovely co-ed hostesses serve to help escort potential college football players and their families around the university campus during the fall football weekends in Stillwater. Though the hostess program at Oklahoma State had been in place for many years before Les Miles ever arrived in town, it resurfaced this week that Coach Miles might have been more enthusiastically involved in selecting the young ladies for the hostess program than your average head football coach. In a report originally released back in 2013, former Cowboys coach Les Miles took great interest in the screening process for the school's Orange Pride hostess program. Here are some comments attributed to Shayla Simpson, who was the coordinator for that program between February 2003 until March 2004 while Les was in Oklahoma State. She said, "So the hostesses really got to meet him, know what his game plan was, and talk about what his expectations were. It was very important to Coach Miles. He knew, yes, we all knew that beauty helped. I'm not going to lie about that part. It's a picture. It's no different than having a pretty campus. It's no different than having a really big football field. It's all part of the whole package, but you couldn't be pretty and an idiot and call it good. You had to really understand the game because you couldn't sound like an idiot when you were talking to recruits." Unquote. Now, fast forward from back then to this last week's discovery about Coach Les Miles' personal involvement with a similar program at LSU after he came to town. Coach Miles was once again personally involved with the selection and hiring of female student interns for his version of the same program at LSU. According to another report, Les Miles reportedly, quote, made it clear he wanted those employees to have a certain look, attractive, blonde, fit. Now, if you didn't happen to fit the football coach's desired look, those female employees were either reassigned or fired, according to the report. Over the period of a few years, Les Miles was alleged to have texted several female student workers via his private, non-university-paid-for cell phone. Among other allegations, the coach reportedly drove a few females alone in his vehicle, with the allegation that the coach asked to take her to his condo. He also kissed at least one other student on one or more occasions. Yuck! Believe it or not, the much-maligned athletics director at LSU at that time, Joe Oliva, recommended to a supervisory board that Coach Miles should be fired for his actions back in 2013. However, under Les Miles, the LSU football team had won the school's third national championship in 2007 and had played and lost in one other championship appearance against Nick Saban's Alabama Crimson Tide in 2011. Translated, the LSU football team was very successful on the field and at the bank. The team was filling Tiger Stadium's 102,000 seats during the fall and contributing about 75% of the LSU athletics revenue to financially support most of the other programs for both men and women on campus. And as you likely guessed, Coach Les Miles was not fired at that time. This 2013 confidential settlement agreement, which was finally unearthed this week during an off-campus discovery at the law offices of the LSU Outside Council, required Les Miles to participate in some professional counseling, and he was also banned from being alone with women students. Anyone on the LSU campus with possible knowledge of this document was purportedly bound by the agreement's non-disclosure requirement. By keeping silent about those events and leaving the then-popular head football coach on the job, the net effect for the LSU athletics department was a continuation of business as usual. Though the on-field performance for Les Miles' football teams started to diminish and resulted in his dismissal as head football coach in September 2016, the school continued to pay more than $100,000 per month to the former coach as part of his contractual agreement with LSU. When Miles was later named the head football coach at Kansas about 2 years after leaving LSU, Miles' attorney orchestrated a sweet buyout of the remaining money owed by the school under his prior contract. You got to give Les Miles credit for one thing. He hired some really sharp attorneys who were able to do a great job of financially benefiting their client. More recently at LSU, a couple of former LSU football players were subjects of the latest round of possible cover-ups of sexual misconduct and violence against women at the school. A report on those findings was also released this past week. It's absolutely unfair to blame an entire football team with more than 100 players for the failings of a few. But on the other hand, the documentation revealed that the LSU Athletics Department is staffed by a number of very well-paid management whose primary function appears to be geared toward providing some type of adult babysitting for their student athletes and, if needed, legal services too. It's impossible to police all the shenanigans which the school student athletes could get into. We understand that. However, LSU has done a very effective job of covering up a variety of issues in the past which just seem to be getting deposited into the athletic department's litter box, too. Again, let's stipulate that most major college football and basketball powers around the country also spend a lot of money on a similar setup. Minimize the damage, document to comply with the rules, and provide legal services if needed to cover up or buy out a number of problems. The school's stated goal will always be to comply with all of the NCAA guidelines. But the reality, though, is that many universities have created an organizational hierarchy, which makes getting to the truth about the misbehaviors of their student athletes and the coaching staff very difficult. Plus, a good legal staff, both on campus and, if needed, outside counsel, also helps keep the school's reputation from being sullied as well. The ugly truth is that the cash cow of college football, and to a lesser extent basketball programs, continues to mask the mistakes being made in recruiting talented athletes who may be unprepared and unfit to be attending college classes. As long as millions of dollars in profits generated by university athletics programs keep rolling in, it appears to be cheaper for the school to attempt to contain any internal problems and keep their dirty laundry out of the headlines as much as possible. If doing the right thing and immediately sending a stern message to players and staff about right and wrong might interfere with the generation of significant athletic profits, then LSU's big mess, while significant and inexcusable, will remain in the headlines in the short term, unless the NCAA should bring down the hammer on LSU's athletics department, which is doubtful. The school will just say the right things, reorganize the athletic department again, and proclaim a newfound intent to better monitor its student athlete behavior. Meanwhile, it's just a matter of time before similar issues arise involving a misbehaving student athlete once again. This time, though, an even more convoluted trail will await the victims to navigate in an effort to pursue justice in the future. If collegiate athletics didn't generate so much cash, any university would simply do away with the hassles associated with maintaining their athletic programs. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us. Money, 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 money.